Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's been a pretty popular discussion point over the last few weeks in the Facebook page, talking about who will be the New South Wales halves pairing, who will play in the centres, who will wear jersey 14. Obviously, Tedesco, he's got a mortgage on the fullback jersey. You'd have to think Nathan Cleary will probably wear the 7, regardless on how last year went, how it ended, all that sort of stuff. I think it's safe to say he will wear the 7. I personally think Adam Reynolds would not be out of place there. I would probably pick Cleary, but far out, I would give serious consideration to Adam Reynolds. I would probably pick the rest of my squad, and then I'd work out who my 7 was going to be, because you've got Nathan Cleary, who clearly has all the talent in the world, but hasn't delivered on that stage yet, whereas Adam Reynolds, he's done it all in our game. He's a controlling 7. Our forward pack should be able to win the ruck if we pick the right side, and having a guy like him would be sensational. Also comes down to who's going to be your 5'8". Obviously, there's a couple of 5'8s floating around, but two in particular, Jerome Luai and Cody Walker, two guys that I think are big shots. Obviously, they're halves partners, Nathan Cleary and Adam Reynolds. If you were going to pick one, you'd probably go with the other. So it's going to be really interesting. And Tom Trbojevic returns this week, and I think that if he is fit, you will see him line up at right centre for the New South Wales Blues. As I said, Teddy's got a mortgage on the fullback jersey. Left centre is really interesting. Latrell Mitchell has been on fire. I don't think he will be the fullback in this team, obviously. But there's a really good chance that Latrell could return at left centre. I think if Latrell Mitchell was to play left centre tomorrow, he would once again be the best left centre in rugby league. So I have no doubt that Latrell Mitchell, he will be right up there. Jack Whiten's another guy that's been very interesting. Obviously won a Dally M medal, a Clive Churchill medal at 5'8 over the last 2 years or so. He's a guy that will come into calculations as well. Being a big body like his, having him at 5'8 would be extremely dangerous. But he obviously can play centre as well. He potentially could wear jersey 14 as well. So for me, it's going to be really interesting how this all unfolds. And then you got to throw in a Clint Gutherson, a guy that Freddie obviously showed his hand last year that he really liked him. And if you got Turbo on the side, I don't think Gutho probably makes it. Does he wear jersey 14? All of a sudden, you look down at the Melbourne Storm, Ryan Papenhuyzen. Surely he cannot possibly be denied this year. This guy has been unreal this season. Arguably the best fullback in our game right now. He's been crazy. And just to be able to inject him into the game around that 30th minute, 60th minute, it would be lethal. It would be Queensland's worst nightmare. So you've got all these moving pieces, and it's just going to depend how it all plays out. For me, Jack Whiten, he really hasn't been beating the door down so far this year and screaming, hey, I want that 6 jersey. I know Ricky Stewart's spoken about it, that his challenge is to get Jack Whiten that 6 jersey for New South Wales. I think we're going to have to see a bit of improvement out of Jack over the next few weeks for him to grab that jersey. Jerome Luai is a guy that is saying, hey, I'm ready for this. I'm ready to go. And the thing that will help Jerome Luai, of course, his halves partner, Nathan Cleary, will more than likely be the halfback. Cody Walker, he's been doing well. His support play has been unreal, but he hasn't. I don't think we've seen the best out of Cody Walker that we've seen over the last few years. He's scoring a lot of tries, so if you're a fan that goes off score sheets, Cody Walker's been going amazing. But I think the reality of Cody Walker is that we haven't quite seen his best footy this year so far. Adam Reynolds, I think he's been sensational. So you'd have to think that these Penrith boys, they probably have got the jump at the moment. Obviously, the Luke Keary injury helps the cause a lot. The incumbents from Game 3 last year were, of course, Nathan Cleary and Cody Walker. I probably think they will go for the Penrith halves, to be honest with you. And it's a big gamble because they're two very young footballers. So it puts a lot of pressure on these guys. Obviously, your hooker will be Damien Cook. So all of a sudden, it sort of weighs back in the way of the South Sydney boys. I just think this is going to be such an interesting race over the next few weeks. I'd love for you guys to let me know who you see going where. I mean, you've also got a couple of strike centres in our game that are doing amazing things that are New South Wales players. Zach Lomax, he's been unreal for a long time. If Bradman Best gets back, I mean, before he got injured, he was looking really likely to play on that left side. He was looking unbelievable. So the race over the next few weeks is going to be unbelievable. Each and every one of these players will be aware of what's going on. They will be aware that they need to stand up to get a jersey in this team. That they, a lot of them won't know what number it is yet. A lot of guys like Jack White and Latrell Mitchell, Ryan Pappenhausen, these sort of fellas, Clint Gutherson. But there are open spaces in that team everywhere, and you're really going to have to earn your jersey this year. I think it's going to be intriguing. I love watching the race coming into Origin. And Freddie, he can think outside the box a little bit. We all know this. We praised him 18 months ago for doing it, picking Tom Trbojevic at centre. He was a genius. He picks Clint Gutherson at centre, and all of a sudden he's a moron. So you can't really have it both ways. Freddie, he is going to be a little bit unorthodox sometimes. You've got to appreciate that with Freddie. He has got the result more often than not so far. But we only remember you for as good as your last fight, essentially. And he lost his last one to Queensland in a series that they really shouldn't have lost. So, Freddie, his back's against the wall at the moment. He's got all the cattle in the world to choose from. The reality is, with Origin this year, I think Queensland, they've got more guys coming back that will lift their team than what the New South Wales Blues do, and they're defending the Shield this year. So, very interesting times. For me at the moment, I'm probably leaning towards having... I would like to see Latrell Mitchell at left centre. I would love to have him back in the Origin arena. I just think he's so damaging, and right now he's on absolute fire. On the right side, I would have to go for Tom Trbojevic. If he's not fit, I'm probably leaning towards shoving Jack Whiten out there, to be honest with you. I want Jacko in the team somewhere, but I'm not sure where, and I'm not really sure if I want him to be my six. I would probably go Nathan Cleary at seven and the six jersey. Wow. Do you go with Jerome Luai or do you go with Cody Walker? Personally, I've always been a big Cody Walker fan, but the way that these Panthers are connecting at the moment and the way that Jerome Luai is just playing eyes up football and Origin, it's going to be faster than ever for me this year. I think it's going to be unbelievable. I can't wait. Last year was really good under the new rules, but it was at the end of the season. Everyone was exhausted. I'm really excited to see how these guys go. You got to remember with Origin last year as well, a number of guys playing in that squad, they didn't play footy for 5 or 6 weeks because they weren't playing in the finals. So I think this year, Origin is going to be sensational. I think it's got the capabilities to be one of the best series we've ever seen. Teams are really even this year. There are stars on each side, and it is just going to be so exciting. So Jerome Luai, he's obviously got the partnership with Nathan Cleary. He's a big tick next to his name. But Cody Walker, he's a guy that on the big stages, I just love to see him perform, and I would love to see him really own that Origin arena. He's definitely got the ability to be able to do it. I'd probably go Cleary, and then I would probably go with Cody Walker in the six. And then on the bench, I don't think I can leave Ryan Pappenhausen out. I said at the start of last season I would have him in my team. He's a guy that I think we need to have. I think Victor Radley's another guy we have to have, and whoever they do pick in the six and seven, their life is going to be 10 times easier with having Victor Radley in this side. Really excited to see how this New South Wales Blues team lines up. There's a lot of guys that are putting their hand up for different positions, and I think it's fantastic for us, the Blues. I think it's fantastic to have competition for spots. It's going to bring the very best out of everyone. They'll probably pick a, 24-man squad or whatever, and then it'll be interesting to see where Freddie goes from there. And you also know if they come into game one, they don't perform well, there's going to be four or five guys knocking down the door ready to take their jersey. Very exciting times for the New South Wales Blues. They've got all the stock in the world, but they did last year too, realistically. In Queensland, they simply didn't. Queensland lifted the trophy. We all know that amazing story. So exciting times. Cannot wait for Origin to come around. It is not that far away.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.